Unit 1. Model Conversation.
I've never really thought about it before, but I don't see the problem with assigning numbers by gender. It's what we do now, and it seems to work.
I don't know. Now that I think about it, don't you think it's a little weird? And why are the boys always first anyway?
Yuriko has a point. It's the 21st century, after all. That kind of thing was the case decades ago. Life today is not separated by gender, nor should it be. The earlier we learn to treat everyone equally, the better.
Okay. How about by name, then? I can't think of anything wrong with that. It's easy. It's simple. It's fair. And there shouldn't be much of a reason to complain.
I can think of one. It's always the same. Everything here seems to be done in number order, from lining up to giving presentations to putting our artwork on the wall.
That's right, Connie. It's not fair. Those of us at the beginning of the alphabet would always have to go first.
What's wrong with going first?
Nothing. But imagine if you're always first, for every single assignment, every single time, for 12 years.
Oh.
And going first means you have less time to prepare, too.
I agree. Besides, alphabetical order is boring. How about randomly assigning numbers? We could have a lottery on the first day of school and assign numbers that way.
That's a good idea. It's much fairer than sorting us by name. Some people don't like their names, you know.
I guess you're right. Maybe randomly assigning numbers is the best way then.